Dysgu Cornwalk, Learning Cornish, Dysgu'n Zeith, Lesson 8. The one of you, a welcome all why arter than course tavers Dysgu Cornwalk. Hello and welcome back to the language course Dysgu Cornwalk, Learning Cornish. In the last lesson we learnt how to say sentences like she's tired and he's tired. Say he is tired. Thiwe skith. Thiwe skith. Say, she is tired. Thiwhai skith. Thiwhai skith. Ask, is he tired? Iwe skith. Iwe skith. Ask, is she tired? Yw hai skith? Yw hai skith? Say, he isn't tired. Nag yw hai skith? Nag yw hai skith? Say, she isn't tired. Nag yw hai skith? Nag yw hai skith? Can you remember what the Cornish word for old is? Cawth. Cawth. Let's do the same with cawth. Say, he is old. Thiwe cawth. Thiwe cawth. Say, she is old. Thiwhai cawth. Thiwhai cawth. Ask, is he old? Iwe cawth. Iwe cawth. Ask, is she old? Iwhai cawth. Iwhai cawth. Say, he isn't old. Nagiwe cawth. Nagiwe cawth. Say, she isn't old. Nagiwhai cawth. Nagiwhai cawth. Per there. Very good. We will now look at how to say I am old and I am tired. I am is Tho vi. Tho vi. Say again, I am. Tho vi. Tho vi. Say, I am tired. Tho vi skith. Tho vi skith. Say, I am old. Tho vi cawth. Tho vi cawth. As with he is and she is, to change the statement into a question, all you need to do is drop the th sound at the beginning of the sentence and change the tone of voice. Ask, am I tired? O vi skith? O vi skith? Ask, am I old? O vi cawth? O vi cawth? And to form a negative statement, simply place nag at the beginning of the sentence. Say, I'm not tired. Nago vi skith. Nago vi skith. Say, I'm not old. Nago vi cawth. Nago vi cawth. Splan. Excellent. Now do the same with the other adjectives we've learnt. Say, I am good. So wie der. So wie der. Ask, am I good? O wie der. O wie der. Say, I'm not good. Nag o wie der. Nag o wie der. Say, I am welcome. So wie welcome. So wie welcome. Ask, am I welcome? O wie welcome. O wie welcome. Say, I'm not welcome. Nag o wie welcome. Nag o wie welcome. Say, I'm wet. So wie glib. So wie glib. Ask, am I wet? O wie glib. O wie glib. Say, I'm not wet. Nag o wie glib. Nag o wie glib. Say, I am ugly. So wie hager. So wie hager. Ask, am I ugly? O wie hager. O wie hager. Say, I'm not ugly. Nag o wie hager. Nag o wie hager. Say, I am dry. So wie sehr. So wie sehr. Ask, am I dry? O wie sehr. O wie sehr. Say, I'm not dry. Nag o wie sehr. Nag o wie sehr. Say, I am pretty. So wie teig. So wie teig. Ask, am I pretty? O wie teig. O wie teig. Say, I'm not pretty. Nag o wie teig. Nag o wie teig. Say, I am warm. So wie tubben. So wie tubben. Ask, am I warm? O wie tubben. O wie tubben. Say, I'm not warm. Nag o wie tubben. Nag o wie tubben. Say, I am cold. So wie jein. So wie jein. Ask, am I cold? O wie jein. O wie jein. Say, I'm not cold. Nag o wie jein. Nag o wie jein. Say, I am small. So wie bien. So wie bien. So wie bien. Ask, am I small? Og vi byen. Og vi byen. Say, I'm not small. Nag og vi byen. Nag og vi byen. Say, I am big. For vi bras. For vi bras. Ask, am I big? Og vi bras. Og vi bras. Say, I'm not big. Nag og vi bras. Nag og vi bras. Say, I'm young. Thu vi junk. Thu vi junk. Ask, am I young? Og vi junk. Og vi junk. Say, I'm not young. Nag og vi junk. Nag og vi junk. Per there. Very good. Let's look at how to say you are. The principle is the same. You just say Thô huay. Thô huay. Say again. You are. Thô huay. Thô huay. Say, you're tired. Thô huay skith. Thô huay skith. Say, you're old. Thô huay koth. Thô huay koth. As with he is, she is, and I am, to change the statement into a question, all you need to do is drop the th sound at the beginning of the sentence and change the tone of voice. Ask, are you tired? Og huay skith? Og huay skith? Ask, are you old? Og huay koth? Og huay koth? And to form a negative statement, simply place nag at the beginning of the sentence. Say, you're not tired. Nag og huay skith. Nag og huay skith. Say, you're not old. Nag og huay koth. Nag og huay koth. Splatten. Excellent. Now do the same with the other adjectives we've learnt. Say, you're good. Thô huay dè. Thô huay dè. Ask, are you good? Ô huay dè. Ô huay dè. Say, you're not good. Nag ô huay dè. Nag ô huay dè. Say, you're welcome. Thô huay welcome. Thô huay welcome. Ask, are you welcome? Ô huay welcome. Ô huay welcome. Say, you're not welcome. Nag og huay welcome. Nag og huay welcome. Say, you are wet. Thô huay gleib. Thô huay gleib. Ask, are you wet? Og huay gleib. Og huay gleib. Say, you're not wet. Nagouhoy glib. Nagouhoy glib. Say, you're ugly. Thuhoy hagar. Thuhoy hagar. Ask, are you ugly? Ohoy hagar. Ohoy hagar. Say, you're not ugly. Nagouhoy hagar. Nagouhoy hagar. Say, you're dry. Thuhoy zeech. Thuhoy zeech. Ask, are you dry? Uhoy zeech. Uhoy zeech. Say, you're not dry. Nagouhoy zeech. Nagouhoy zeech. Say, you're pretty. Thuhoy teeg. Thuhoy teeg. Ask, are you pretty? Uhoy teeg. Uhoy teeg. Say, you're not pretty. Nagouhoy teeg. Nagouhoy teeg. Say, you're warm. Thuhoy tum. Thuhoy tum. Ask, are you warm? Uhoy tum. Uhoy tum. Say, you're not warm. Nagouhoy tum. Nagouhoy tum. Say, you're cold. Thuhoy yain. Thuhoy yain. Ask, are you cold? Uhoy yain. Uhoy yain. Say, you're not cold. Nagouhoy yain. Nagouhoy yain. Say, you're small. Thuhoy bian. Thuhoy bian. Ask, are you small? Uhoy bian. Uhoy bian. Say, you're not small. Nagouhoy bian. Nagouhoy bian. Say, you are big. Thuhoy bras. Thuhoy bras. Ask, are you big? Uhoy bras. Uhoy bras. Say, you're not big. Nagouhoy bras. Nagouhoy bras. Say, you're young. Thuhoy yunk. Thuhoy yunk. Ask, are you young? Uhoy yunk. Uhoy yunk. Say, you're not young. Nagouhoy yunk. Nagouhoy yunk.
When you make the statement, the adjective like small, big, tired, or old will often contain the important information in a sentence. In English, importance or stress is indicated by the tone of voice. Compare, I'm tired. is quite neutral. But you can also say, I'm tired, answering the imaginary question, who's tired? Or opposing it to, you're tired. Or you can say, I'm tired, answering the question, how do you feel? So the word order in English remains the same, only the tone of voice changes. In Cornish, as in other Celtic languages, you have to change the word order to express stress. So, if you want to make the adjective the important part of the sentence, thus answering the question, how do you feel, or what are you like, you have to place it at the beginning of the sentence. To do this, put the adjective such as skeith, tired, first, and then use the question form OV. Say, I'm tired. Skeith OV. Skeith OV. Compare this to the Thuvi skeith we had before, which is quite neutral. Say again, I'm tired. Skeith OV. Skeith OV. Say, I'm old. Koth OV. Koth OV. Say, I'm young. Yunkovi. Yunkovi. Say, I'm small. Bienovi. Bienovi. Say, I'm big. Brazovi. Brazovi. Say, I'm cold. Yainovi. Yainovi. Say, I'm warm. Tubmovi. Tubmovi. Say, I'm pretty. Tegovi. Tegovi. Say, I'm ugly. Hagarovi. Hagarovi. Say, I'm wet. Glebovi. Glebovi. Say, I'm dry. Zehovi. Zehovi. Say, I'm welcome. Welcome-o-vi. Welcome-o-vi. Say, I'm good. Da-o-vi. Da-o-vi. Say, he's tired. Ski-thu-e. Skeithiwe. Say, he's old. Kothiwe. Kothiwe. Say, he's young. Yunkiwe. Yunkiwe. Say, he's small. Bien hiwi. Bien hiwi. Say, he's big. Braziwe. Braziwe. Say, he's cold. Yainiwe. Yainiwe. Say, he's warm. Tubmiwe. Tubmiwe. Say, he's handsome. Tegiwe. Tegiwe. Say, he's ugly. Hagariwe. Hagariwe. Say, he's wet. Glebiwe. Glebiwe. Say, he's dry. Zehiwe. Zehiwe. Say, he's welcome. Welcome iwe. Welcome iwe. Say, he's good. Da iwe. Da iwe. Say, she's tired. Ski thiu hai. Ski thiu hai. Say, she's old. Ko thiu hai. Ko thiu hai. Say, she's young. Yung kiu hai. Yung kiu hai. Say, she's small. Bian yu hai. Bian yu hai. Say, she's big. Braz yu hai. Braz yu hai. Say, she's cold. Yai yu hai. Yai nu hai. Say, she's warm. Tub miu hai. Tub miu hai. Say, she's pretty. Teg yu hai. Teg yu hai. Say, she's ugly. Hagiru hai. Hagiru hai. Say, she's wet. Glebiu hai. Glebiu hai. Say, she's dry. Zehu hai. Zehu hai. Say, she's welcome. Welcome you hai. Welcome you hai. Say, she's good. Da you hai. Da you hai. Say, you're tired. Ski tho hai. Ski tho hai. Say, you're old. Ko thu hui. Ko thu hui. Say, you're young. Yung ko hui. Yung ko hui. Say, you're small. Bien o hui. Bien o hui. Say, you're big. Braz o hui. Braz o hui. Say, you're cold. Yain o hui. Yain o hui. Say, you're warm. Tub mo hui. Tub mo hui. Say, you're pretty. Te go hui. Te go hui. Say, you're ugly. Hagro hui. Hagro hui. Say, you're wet. Glebo hui. Gleibohoy. Say, you're dry. Zehohoy. Zehohoy. Say, you're welcome. Welcome, Ohoy. Welcome, Ohoy. Say, you're good. Da, Ohoy. Da, Ohoy. Okay, we've pretty much reached the end of this lesson. Let's just look at two different ways of saying I am. This is what we're going to look at in greater detail in the next lesson. As a neutral statement, say, I'm tired. Þú skýð. Þú skýð. Now, do you remember how to say, I am here? Þarfi uppma. Þarfi uppma. Say again, I am here. Þarfi uppma. Þarfi uppma. Say, I am tired. Þú skýð. Þú skýð. Say, I am here. Þarfi uppma. Þarfi uppma. As you can hear, the two versions of expressing I am are different from each other. You may find this confusing at first, but it's a feature found in other languages too, such as Breton, closely related to Cornish, or even in Spanish. Þú implies describing something, as in something is big, small, old, young, etc. While þarfi implies a position or a state of doing something. That's why þarfi is used when using a verb like go, do, say, learn. Say, you were there. Þarfaðina. Þarfaðina. Say, you were old. Þú kóð. Þú kóð. Say, he is old. Þú kóð. Þú kóð. Say, she is young. Þú jónk. Þú jónk. Now let's look at how to say he is here. Mava uppma. Mava uppma. Say he is there. Mava enna. Mava enna. Both e and va mean he or it. It doesn't really matter which one you use, though ir is a little more emphatic. It makes he sound more important. So it's just as correct to say ma ir uppma. Ma ir uppma, for he is here. Or ma ir enna. Ma ir enna, for he is there. To say she instead of he, replace e or va with hi. Say, she's here. Ma hi obma. Ma hi obma. Say, she's there. Ma hi enna. Ma hi enna. We'll be looking at ma a little closer in the next lesson, so this was just a little heads up about what's to come. You've come a long way, and you can actually say a lot of things in Cornish already, so keep on keeping on. Tadabonessa. Until next time.